From KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Jose's Measure B and C. Here's KALW's Liza Veal.
Measure B would rezone the Evergreen Hills area in San Jose to allow for a large housing complex on what is now undeveloped hillside. But the zoning change wouldn't just apply to this site. Many other sites like it that are currently zoned non-residential would be opened up for construction. Supporters claim it's just about this one housing proposal, which they say will create badly needed housing for seniors and veterans. The backers of the initiative are real estate billionaire Carl Berg, developer Chop Keenan, and other individuals who raised over $1 million for the campaign. The measure's opponents are calling it a wolf in sheep's clothing, an attempt to circumvent the planning process, and specifically the city's rules about inclusionary housing, environmental impact, and road impact fees. Opponents point out that 720 of the units in the Evergreen proposal would be luxury housing, and there's no guarantee the affordable units will go to veterans, as the messaging suggests. San Jose city leadership are among the Measure B opposition. In fact, the mayor and city council put Measure C on the ballot, specifically to void Measure B if it passes. Measure C would restrict some development on certain land in outlying areas, including the Evergreen Hills, and subject it to special review. A coalition of neighborhood and progressive activism groups has raised over $73,000 for a No on B, Yes on C campaign. So, if you want to rezone areas of San Jose to allow for new housing that's not subject to the requirements in the city's general plan, vote yes on Measure B and no on C. If you don't want new housing unless it complies with the general plan, vote yes on C and no on B.